Let's talk about the method of putting on the ihram. First, you will trim your nails. Then you will remove the hairs of armpit and under the navel, including the hair of the rear private part. Use miswak, make wudu, perform ghusl thoroughly, apply perfume to the body and ihram shawls as it is a sunnah, but make sure not to use any perfume that stains the clothing, like the dry ambergris, also known as ambar. The Islamic brothers will remove their sewn clothes. Islamic brothers should put on a piece of a new or a washed shawl to cover the upper body and a similar cloth to use as tahband, meaning to cover the lower body. Islamic brothers will feel comfortable if the tahband is made out of cotton and the upper shawl is made out of towel. The tahband cloth should be so thick that the color of skin will not be exposed. Take a fairly big sized upper shawl so that you feel comfortable. You can also wear a belt with pockets so that you can keep your passport and money, etc. Islamic sisters are to wear their sewn clothes as usual. They may wear socks and gloves as well. They should cover their head, but not to wear such a veil that touches their face. However, they may use a book or a handheld fan in order to conceal their face from non-mahram men. It is haram for women to hide the face in the state of ihram with such a thing that is in contact with their face. If it is not makruh time, offer 2 rakat nafil salah with the intention of ihram. Men should also keep their heads covered whilst offering the salah. It is better to recite Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Ikhlas after Surah Fatiha in the first and second rakah respectively, after making the intention. Whether it is the intention of Umrah, Hajj, or that of Hajj-e Qiran, it is essential to utter Labbaik at least once. Uttering it thrice is preferable. Labbaik is as follows. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak.